You are listening to the CMC Podcast. Join us each week for messages designed to equip, inspire, and motivate. And now for today's message from Pastor Tim Brooks.
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Our verse for today, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. When I first read this, all excited, God's changing me, making me into His glorious image, I'm all excited. The excitement quickly leaves as you read, we are changed. Nobody wants to change. Nobody likes change. I like things staying the same. To quote a good friend of mine, everybody wants help. Very few, if any, want change. Everybody wants help. Very few want to change. The title of today's message is The Transition of Change. The Transition of Change. Our scripture for today is 2 Corinthians 3:18, and the Lord makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His image. I want you to know, when you come to the Lord, His desire is to change you. That's what He wants to do. Everybody comes to the Lord wanting Him to help them. I mean, we come in desperate times. We come to the Lord, we need help in our finances. We want help in our marriage. We want help with our teenager. We want help at our job. I mean, people come to church when they get a bad doctor's report. I mean, we need help in our health. Very few are willing, much less want to, change. In fact, we're just flat not willing to change, not going to change. God wants you and I having life and having life more abundant. God wants you and I living in the abundant life. But the way you eat and what you eat will have to change for you to live in the abundant life. God wants you living the abundant life, but you won't ever be blessed eating what you eat with your cholesterol off the chart, with your sugar off of the chart. I mean, you're just miserable. You got to sleep in a chair every night because they don't make enough Rolaids for you to have a decent night of sleep. You're going to have to change what you eat before you go to bed if you want to live the abundant life that He wants you to live. God wants you to live the abundant, blessed life. But you got to change the way you handle your money. You have to change the way you handle your money or you're not ever going to live the abundant life. Hey, I want the abundant life. I want to live in the abundant life. Well, you're going to have to change the way you talk to your kids. You can't keep talking to your kids like you talk to your kids and have the abundant life in your house. You know, God's got to work inside us to bring about a change in our life. The change is hard and we fight against it. We just don't like change. Yet, it is the way that life works. A baby doesn't stay a baby. It grows and changes. A child doesn't stay a child. A child grows. A teenager grows. Life itself works. A single, you go to married, you're married with children, you're married with teenagers, you're married with an empty nest. The 20 becomes 30, the 30 becomes 50, the 50 becomes 70. I'm at preschool, you go to elementary, you go to junior high. Life in itself does not stay the same, yet we don't like change. I want to talk today about not getting lost or left out in the transition period of change. Now, here's the bottom line to what we want to talk about today. We cannot all want and need help and continue to fight and resist change in our life. Here's the problem. Life changes, and when you don't change, you're left where you were, and life moves on and leaves you. We resist change. We don't want to change. We want things to stay just like they were. You can't play on the senior high basketball team your whole life. It's not whether or not if change is going to happen. Change is constant, and it is the inevitable in life. The question today is, will you prosper in the change? Will you experience blessings in change? Will you live in the abundant life in change? Or will you get lost in the transition of change? High school is over. And just too many young people flounder in that period, and they get lost right there because they can't grow and move with the change of life. 2 Corinthians 3:18, and the Lord, who is Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed. Some translations say, from glory to glory. From glory to glory, we're changed. More and more, we're always more and more like Him, being changed, and that's a pattern for our life. Oh my, I don't know what's going on at school anymore. I just don't know what's going on at my job anymore. Everything is just, it's just different. I don't know what's going on in our family. Our family dynamic is just I don't even know what's going on in our church. I can tell you what's going on. Change. I can tell you exactly what's going on. Change is going on. I want to talk about not getting left out or not getting run over in the transition of change. Too many people get wiped out in that transition period, and I'm not going to get wiped out. I'm having a great day. I'm living a blessed life. I'm living the abundant life. I'm full of joy. I'm loving what God is doing, and I'm not going to get wiped out and lost in that transition period, because that's the way life works. Problem is, we're getting lost in that period. About the time you halfway get comfortable, here comes another change. Have you noticed? About halfway, you're getting life kind of figured out. I mean, you not quite got marriage figured out, but it's lining out, and then you got kids. Oh, Lord. And then you're just about to get your elementary routine figured out, and the lunches and the field trips, and you're about, oh my gosh, then they're teenagers. And they're wanting to be their own boss, and everybody in the house is stupid but them. And I mean, you'll never get this period lined out. Just thank the Lord they're gone pretty soon. I do say this often. I want to make sure our teenagers know you're not the only ones counting the day till you can get out of this house. There are other members of the family counting the day till you can get out of the house too. I just say it. All right, now, but it just continues. You're the parent. You've always been the parent. I jerk you up and spank your rear end. I'm the parent. Except now they're a parent. Well, how does that work? Well, I don't know. Now you're the mom, but now they're a mom. I mean, in your work, you just get this position, and then they move you to another position, and then they move another boss in, and then that boss is transferred out, and then you got another boss has moved in, and then the first thing you know, they come in and sit down and tell you next week they're transferring you to another state. And change is the way life works. Why are you so jerked up about it? In church, different people doing different areas of ministry. If church is doing anything, there's going to be a new building going up all the time. Dear Lord, you might have a new place to sit when you come into church, because somebody might be sitting in your seat. And I'm on that just can't happen. And you were the children's church minister, but that children's church grew and it took on a different form. And now you're not the children's church anymore. And I don't even know what to do. We can't get lost in transition period. Change is inevitable in life. And the only stability in life, and I think it's my wife's favorite sentence for us, this too shall pass. That's the only thing stable for you, is just knowing this right here you're going through, it's going to pass pretty soon too. That there's going to be a change, and you just know it's coming. To prosper in change, you've got to see change as a good thing. And I see change as a good thing. You have to see it. Oh, I just don't want my baby to go to junior high. Tim, I just... So you want a 17-year-old in the third grade that you're taking on field trips? So is that what you want to have happen? You and your 17-year-old go to field trips with the other third graders? I mean, of course you want your baby to move on. Oh, I can't stand to see my baby's going to college. Okay, so you want him and his 35-year-old friends to all come over to your house and drink a Coke halfway and leave the ring on the counter and all their shoes all over the floor and sleeping on your couch, 35 years old, still having bunking parties? It's time for you to go to college. To prosper in change, you've got to see change as a good thing. You don't want to stay where you are, because life moves on and you're left. God is changing us. And this is His plan to change us. I want you to write this down. The the dictionary definition of transition. I want you to write down the dictionary definition of transition. A passing from one condition or place to another. The period of time between one condition or place to another. Transition is a period of time. You're not here, but you're not over there. There's a period of time. See, in change, and that's what God is all about in our life, is changing us. In change, there is what we call a transition period. You're not here, but you're not over there. See, when I'm comfortable, I'm at peace, all is good. I don't want to leave that because there's a period of time there that you're not comfortable, things aren't good, and it's very volatile until you get that transition period over and you're in the next phase of life. Teens move out of the house. I graduated at 17 years old and I went to college when I was 17. A difficult period of time. Very difficult period of time in my life because my life as I had known it for 17 years was here. I moved to college in Conway and at 90 miles from here, except for my girlfriend, Terry was still at the college here in Hot Springs. She didn't go with me. My friends didn't go with me. It was a different life and it was a very difficult year. It was a very, very difficult year. Lots of nights crying in my dorm room. Lots of difficult time. But you hang in there. And in after that transition period, I found a church. I wasn't in that church any time till they hired me as the youth pastor. I wasn't the youth pastor very long until I was the youth pastor and the associate pastor of that church. I was then over the maintenance of the church and the youth pastor and the associate pastor. And Terry moved to Conway, our second, third, and fourth year of college. And we had a great time in life. It was a fantastic time. But too many folks are losing it in that transition period before it gets good. And the change will be good if you hang in there. The message today is, in that period of time, you got to hang on. You got to stay steady. You're not really ruffled. You're not rattled by it. You're not idle by it. You just enjoy the abundant life. And you keep moving forward and let the chips fall where they're going to fall. Let the dust settle where it's going to settle. And don't let that unsteady, uneasy, volatile period of time in there lose you and take you out. And too many people are getting wiped out in that transition period in life. Philippians 3:12. Paul talks about this. I'm not there yet, but I'm pressing on. Verse 13, I forget the past. I wish I was in junior high, but there's just not a lot of 60-year-olds in junior high. I wish I was back there. You got to forget the past and you keep pressing on. You just keep pressing on ahead. You keep pressing on ahead because that's what the Christian life is. We get saved. And yes, absolutely, the most important decision of your life to ask Jesus to be Lord of your life. It affects all eternity. But that's not a one-time event. That's not just a one-and-done deal. There is a growing. There is a process of change. There is a becoming a disciple of old things passing away, all things becoming new. That's our theme for this year is becoming a disciple, moving into that next step in life. There's a constant renewing of our mind and a constant moving forward. That's the Christian life. Romans 12:2. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Philippians 3:21, He will take our weak mortal bodies and change them into glorious bodies like His own. Colossians chapter 3, the whole chapter is about change. Chapter 3, verse 7, you used to do these things. Your life was still in the world, but now you're doing these things. The entire Christian life is a process of change. And that's what we've been talking about in here this year as becoming a disciple has been our theme. Here's the problem. For our era in history, no other generation had teenagers twisting off like this generation does. And a problem we're having is we don't grow them up. Other generations at 12 and 13, they were in the military. We read about our forefathers at 12 and 13, they were ambassadors to foreign countries. I mean, we didn't let that transition period from a kid to an adult. Okay, you're 12 years old, here's a gun, now go fight in the army. Whoa, well, that's growing up quick. Well, we're lengthening that transition period, and that's where we're losing folks. We got midlife crisis. We never had that before. We got it's a transition period of moving from your 40s into your 50s and into your 60s, and people can't handle that process of change and what's taking place in us. The question I got to ask is, what has happened? What's happened in this society to allow normal transitions with kids and parents and job and work and churches? And there's always change and there's always movement. What's now allowing this generation to so unwind in very normal patterns of life? Here's where we are. We have become a sound bite generation. That's where we are. That's where our thinking is. We have become a sound bite. I mean, we are in a tweet generation, and in 10 or 15 seconds, we're going to scroll on, and we don't even care about hearing the whole story. Your news clip gives a little blurb. Wait, I can't make a decision on how that police handled that. I don't know what happened the whole hour before then. I can't make a decision on that little blurb. Wait, I got just a blurb, just a tweet, just a sound bite, and we're instantly making up our mind to check like, instantly giving a thumbs up. This era of history, and you see it daily on the news, they're making a fool of themselves. Charging into and having an opinion on what the president said based on two sentences. You don't get on national news and make a comment on one sentence. You don't even know enough about it to comment on it. You don't even know where that country is on the map, and you're going to tell what they should have done, for crying out loud. You only know one side of the post. I'm not checking like until I find from your boyfriend, let me see what his post is on this. Let me see what you said before he said that. I mean, you got one side of the story and you've got a sentence of the story. Teenagers, you can't make life-altering decisions based on one scene of the story. You've got to see the whole movie. You can't see one clip and decide whether you like that movie or not based on one 15-second clip of the whole movie. The scene right now, the tweet right now about your work, about your kids, about your spouse, about your friend. This one scene is not the whole story. You're checking like or don't like. You're posting a frowny face or a thumbs up way too quick. Way too quick. And this era of history has us making decisions about our whole life based on this transition period that we're in. You're in a transition period, and the best thing you can do is nothing right now. You're in a transition period, and the best thing you can do is not jump up and make a life-altering decision right now based on this one little soundbite that you're in the middle of in your life. Transitions are normal to life. They're not easy times in our life. Don't make a decision, and for sure don't post it for the whole world to read your decision. Allow that transition to play out in your life before you let the whole world know thumbs up on this. You checked out all the colleges. You chose this one. Now, you're 1 week into it. I hate this college. I hate that. I'm quitting this. That's not your whole college career. That's a soundbite from your whole college career. Don't base a decision on a transition period in your life. marriage till death do us part, and we're making a decision 2 or 3 years into it. Let me tell you, you're just into it. Very little. We had World War III on our honeymoon. I mean, second day. You ain't gonna believe what she did. I mean, you won't believe what she did to me. On our honeymoon, she bought a towel. She bought a towel. We have free towels in the hotel room to dry off with. And she bought a towel to go out on the beach with. I mean, I still can't get over it. Here's what I can't get over. The thing was $15. And I just took me out. Took me at $15. Well, since it says Hawaii on it, I want to remember our honeymoon. If it's going to take a towel to remind you of where we were on our honeymoon, I sure married the wrong person. The only reason we came back married is we already had our plane tickets bought. Look, 43 years into it now, Terry and I probably could tweet something. But not the third day into it. You better not get on and tweet anything about your husband. You hadn't been in this movie long enough to make a value judgment on whether you like it or not. Hang in there. Stay tough. Stay steady. Don't rock the boat. Just go along with the stupid new towel and let it go. You know, we can read Moses' life in 20 minutes. It took him 80 years to live that out. All that he was doing. If he jumped ship, if he quit, if he had a midlife crisis when he was out in the desert with his father-in-law sheep for 40 years. Well, I'm not doing this any longer. I'm not doing this any longer. I can tell you what, I'm not, this is all life has for me. I got to go out here and do something exciting. I got to jump up and go do something fulfilling and something rewarding. I mean, Moses, good grief, look at all that he went through. Think about the periods of transition. Oh, my goodness. Read Genesis chapter 37 through chapter 50 and read about Joseph's life. Are you kidding me? His brothers just jump up one day, chunk him into a pit. Waiting to decide what to do with him. Here comes some slave traders. Pull him up and sell him into the slave traders. Whoa. I wonder what his post would have been like from that pit. Wonder what he would have posted about his brothers. Wonder what he would have had to say about those scumbags. Look. He gets into Potiphar's house. He rises to the top. His wife lies about him. Gets him thrown into the dungeon. He's in prison. He's about forgotten. I wonder what his tweets would have read like. From that dungeon. Wonder what his selfies would have been taken down there. Hadn't shaved and hadn't had a bath in about 3 years. Wonder what his selfies would have looked like and posting out here for the world to read. But Joseph stayed steady. He understood we're not a sound bite generation here. This is not the way life lives. You're making decisions and you're coming up with horribly wrong conclusions about where you are and what's going on in your life based on a scene or a soundbite of your life. Don't ever forget, Jesus wore a crown of thorns and now he's wearing a crown of glory. Right now, you may be in a transition of change in your own personal life. And we're confusing snaps and sound bites and tweets with all of life. And we're posting likes or dislikes. Joseph was thrown into that pit by his brothers. He told their dad that a wild animal had eaten him. He was sold as a slave. That was a transition of change in his life that was not fun. There were a lot of questions about why God did this to him. Where was God while he's in the midst of this? Now what's going to happen to him? Well, what will happen next? Just that one scene is not your whole movie. I'm just so glad that Joseph did not post from that pit and from that dungeon. I'm just so glad. Because the fact is, Joseph would have lived his whole life tending those sheep. Had his brothers not thrown him into that pit and sold him into slavery, it was rough, it was terrible, It was horrible, but that transition is what got Joseph to the place where he... For some reason right now, I feel like I'm preaching better than you're listening. Are y'all getting this? Was it hard? Yes, it was hard. Was it a difficult period? Horribly difficult. But it was that period that produced, that got Joseph to the place that he eventually kept the whole world from starving and then saved his whole family. I mean, look at what God did in Joseph's life through a horrible period of transitions. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. Anyone who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. Oh, I just remember when we used to be. Oh, I remember when our church was. Well, I remember when our family. I remember when I was. The Christian life is forward growth, and that's where we're going. We're moving forward in life. We're becoming more and more like Him. Now, the picture I always have in my mind is the relay race at the track meet. The baton is not ever dropped running down the track. The baton is dropped from the switch from the first runner to the second runner, from the second runner to the third runner. That's when the baton is dropped in our life. Church, we can't drop the baton in life. Teenagers, today you just can't allow all that your parents have taught you, all that you learned in children's ministry when you were in children's church, all that you learned in youth group. You teenagers, all of the values, all the morals, all of the integrity that's been put into your life, you can't drop that in your transition period of change. Teenagers that are a member of this church are going to go from one degree of glory to the next degree of glory to the next degree of glory. And we're not going to have teenagers in our church that grew up with great parents putting godly values in them and children's church and youth group, and they get in that difficult period when they're not here anymore, but they're not there anymore, and they're in here and they just twist off and unwind. Prayerfully, hopefully, whenever they're 40, they come back to know the Lord, but they come back with a whole lot of scars and a lot of baggages that they didn't need to have happen in their life had they just stayed steady, stayed connected, stayed headed in the right direction in that transition period. I don't want any of the men in our church, you men that are 30, 40, 50 years old, it's a difficult time in life, in your midlife years. Panic starts to come, whether you realize it or not. Whew, here I am, I've been working 20 years and this is all I've got, this is all I've done. Ooh, oh, I got to get out of, ooh, here I got to go out here, I got to do something. And that drive, that midlife panic in that transition period drives men to do all kinds of things they should not have done. Looking for some fun, looking for some excitement, looking for a thrill, looking for a high, looking to, that period in there. Men, not in our church. You stay steady, you're in a difficult time right now. I got that, just hang steady. Just stay steady. Keep hanging in there. Keep moving forward with what God has for you. And don't unwind. I want our men in our church to go from one degree of glory to the next degree to the next degree. Women, your bodies, as a woman, you're in a process of change throughout your life. It's a process of change. And trying to master where you physically are, and then you change and trying to master that and a lifestyle and what you can do to master where you physically are. Women, you're constantly in a physical change. Don't unravel in your job, in your marriage, with your kids, in life, just because of normal transition periods in our life. Oh, what's happening? What's going wrong? I just don't know what's going on. I just don't know what to do. Oh, look, I'm sorry. It's change. It's change. And I'm just thrilled. I'm just thrilled that at 17, I'm still not taking my kid on field trips. It's just a part of change. Life just continues to change for us. There's no one in here today that's not experiencing change. We all are. We go through those transition periods. Don't let the transition period of life take you out. Teenagers, don't lose it. Hang tough. Stay in here. Hold on to the foundation that you've been given. teenagers, you hold on to the values and the morals that God has given you, and you stay tough with them. Yes, it's difficult. You're really not a kid anymore, but you don't own your own home anymore, and you're just kind of, it's a difficult period. Don't twist off on us. Hang tough. Come on, men, stay tough. Come on, women, hang tough. Stay tough in here. Keep both feet on the ground. Keep moving forward. Moms, dads, employers, employees on your job, church members, just stay tough. Just stay moving one step at a time. Just stay moving forward. I don't know what's going on. I can tell you what's going on. We're changing. We're changing. Let's work hard. Let's stay focused. And don't let the transition period of life take you out. Y'all stand. Lord, today we give you thanks for your hand of direction and guidance in our life. We loose your Holy Spirit in our life to comfort us, guide us, to teach us, walk us through these difficult periods of life where we're not where we were, but we're not where we're going. And Lord, right now, for those here today that are in a very difficult period of time, Lord, those that are here today that are in a very, very difficult, emotionally difficult, a hurtful time, God, I ask you to wrap your arms around them. I ask you to comfort them. And Lord, I ask for an assurance to come to each person in this church today, knowing that you have not fallen off of your throne, knowing that you still have a plan for us, knowing that you still have your will and your purpose, and knowing that we're right in the middle of your hand. God, guide us and direct us to the next step in our walk with you. Today, Lord, we find our peace and our comfort. Even in the midst of transition, we find our peace and our comfort in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
You have been listening to the CMC Podcast. For more information about CMC, our different conferences, Christian school, college internship, resources, and more, go to cmchurch.com.